This morning we have a guest joining us by phone. Brigham Hoig is with us this morning. Brigham is the market manager for produce in the park and the harvest market that's coming up here very soon. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well, Jim. Thanks.
Very good. Well, I know the harvest market is coming up very soon, but you've got some work for folks to do before that, I see. You're putting a survey together. You're asking folks who have a little experience, I suppose, with produce in the park to give their opinions.
Yes, exactly. So part of our marketing for Harvest Market, we're giving away two $25 gift cards to out of a drawing from folks who take the Produce in the Park survey. So we want people to let us know what they think of Produce in the Park. And if they've been there, that's great. But if they haven't been, we also have some questions about, you know, what do you want out of a farmer's market? What do you expect? Is the time of day not good for you? A few more questions so we can make sure that the market really works for everybody in our community.
Yeah, is this something that you've done in the past or something you just kind of always wanted to do?
This is something that we've been talking about doing actually as a part of Healthy Cass County for about 9 months, really surveying the community to look at our farmers market and say, hey, is this meeting the needs that we have? We have in the past surveyed vendors, but this is the real first time we've really done a push of surveying the public.
Well, I know programs like Produce in the Park and those types of things, a lot of times they work off of different types of grants and opportunities that are out there, too. Is it helpful in grant processes to find out and get this kind of feedback?
Yeah, actually, yes. It is very helpful to know what people want. Honestly, preliminary results show that people are really interested in the live music at Produce in the Park, and I just use that when talking about funding from the Community Promotion Commission.
Yeah, do you think you might be surprised a little bit by some of the feedback you get?
Yeah, exactly. And we really appreciate when people write in their comments. The whole survey should not take really more than 5 minutes. It's pretty quick, and you can find it on our Produce in the Park Facebook page, our Produce in the Park website. You can also find hard copies at the Atlantic Chamber, the Atlantic Public Library as well.
Okay. Now, you kind of just debuted this here not too long ago, but you're already getting some feedback.
Yes. Yep. We opened up the survey right there at the beginning of November, and so I can check in on the results every once in a while and just see what things are trending.
Well, that's kind of neat.
That's where we are. And it's open until November 24th, so the day right before Harvest Market, because we want to be able to draw those winners.
You bet.
And then two folks who take the survey will get $25 to spend.
Yeah, you still have plenty of time for folks to get in on this. And you say it's just a short survey. If they do it online. I'm sorry, what's that?
Yes, it's a short survey. Yes, yep. They can do it online.
Okay. If they do it online, how is that the easiest way to do it?
That is honestly the easiest way to do it. They can find printed copies, again, at the Atlantic Public Library and at the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce. But it really is slickest to do it online.
And where do they find that?
You can find that at the Produce in the Park Facebook page, Produce in the Park website, Produce in the Park Atlantic Iowa, all spelled out, .com. You can also, you'll see actually a number of different organizations in the Atlantic community have linked to it, and possibly this radio station will have a link to it on their site, will you?
Oh, that's very possible. If you twist my arm real hard, we might be able to work that out. You bet.
Okay.
You bet. Any way we can help out, you bet. When folks go on there now, you said this is a fairly quick survey. Do they need to fill out all kinds of personal information stuff too, or is this just an answer the question thing and move on?
It's answer the question and move on. I will say that in order to give the winner to the gift card, they need to submit their name and one way to contact them, either an email address or a phone number.
Okay.
But we are not going to be using that information for any of the reporting of the data that we find or any of the comments that we receive. That is purely for the drawing itself.
Perfect. Okay.
I haven't been paying attention to that yet.
All right. Well, you mentioned the drawing is for those two $25 gift cards, which are good at the Harvest Market. So they'll have a little variety there to use those gift cards.
Yes, they do. Yes. Harvest Market, I'm really excited. It's the Monday before Thanksgiving, so I truly think it's the best time to set your table with local food and the freshest you can really get. We've got great produce that's extended late into the season. We've got a bunch of delicious baked goods you could buy and freeze or just eat there while guests are coming in the few days before the holiday. We have Aunt Bee's is our market sponsor this year, and they will be there selling local Iowa wines. We tried to invite wineries, and they said, no, please use our representative Aunt Bee's, although they'll be selling local wines. We've got also a great number of craft and other vendors who are selling things that would be great for decorating your home or giving little holiday gifts.
Well, you and I talked just a few weeks ago about the Harvest Market. Have you added some more vendors since then?
We have, yes. Actually, I just updated a list last night online. You can find a full list at our website again. But a couple that come to mind, we got the Pet Bistro. It's a pet food maker, small business in Des Moines. Just signed up to come out, give some, sell some treats for your pets this holiday. Let me see. Another one that I just saw come in is doing some crocheting, some really beautiful work with intricate rugs for kids and other really beautiful work.
Very good.
Lots of opportunity for folks, whether it's food, crafts, activities, as you mentioned, things for your pets. You can get gifts for just about anyone or anybody there at the Harvest Market. That's awesome.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
Very good. And now this is coming up again, as you mentioned. It's Monday, or it's on November 25th. That is Monday, November 25th, 3 until 7 p.m. I know some folks ask sometimes, that's kind of a different time, 3 to 7 on a weekday.
It is, yes. And the reason we do that is because it's getting darker earlier. And so we've got a number of folks that don't want to drive in the dark, and they will tend to come to the market a little bit earlier. And then we also keep it open late enough that, you know, if you're commuting for work to Atlantic, you will be able to get back in time and come visit our market. You can also pre-order many different items. So I encourage you to check out the website, contact me, produceinthepark@atlanticiowa@gmail.com. If you have any questions about, you know, wondering if you could make the time or what we might be able to set aside for you.
Very good. And again, the entrance fee to the Harvest Market is?
Totally free. And I should put in a plug. We just got a grant from the local Food Policy Council there in Cass County that is giving us money to promote produce on the holiday table. So the first 50 folks in the door are getting $2 on produce coupons. And I know $2 doesn't sound like much, but it actually goes pretty far when it comes to produce.
Well, excellent.
So that's another incentive to show up a little bit early to this market.
Yeah, a lot of ways that you can be a winner there. So chance to fill out that survey and perhaps win one of those two $25 gift cards to those vendors at the Harvest Market. Or, again, if you're one of the first ones there, you might be able to cash in a little bit there, too. Brigham, are there still spots for vendors if there are still some out there thinking about this?
Yes, there actually are, yes. So, again, they can find information at our website, or they can visit the Atlantic Chamber or the Atlantic Chamber's website as well.
Okay. How important?
Yeah, definitely accepting vendors.
Yeah, give a plug here real quick. How important are events like Produce in the Park, the Harvest Market, how important are those to local communities?
Oh, man, they are so important. We've got all these entrepreneurs, small businesses. I actually just promoted yesterday Charlotte Salouk is a high school student who was starting her cupcake business this summer at Produce in the Park. She'll be back for Harvest Market. It gives young people a chance to venture into entrepreneurship. It gives small businesses a chance to sell directly without much marketing cost at all. And it really brings together the community. The other fun thing is, how great is it to say, hey, this is a dish that I bought locally. Did you know this is grown right here? And, you know, this is a unique gift that was made by a friend of mine in our community. I think it's just a really special way to build also a sense of pride and community.
You betcha. Very good. Well, I know as market manager, you're very busy with Produce in the Park, but you do have a number of volunteers. Are you always looking for folks to help serve as coordinators and organizers?
Yes, we are. Yes, we love to have volunteers. Absolutely. In fact, Shayla Luke this summer became our market intern by just reaching out and asking about it. She did a fantastic job. And yes, we have a number of volunteers in the community that pitch in, and that is more than welcome. Absolutely.
Excellent. Very good. So hey, all you have to do is ask. Excellent. That Harvest Market coming up on Monday, November 25th, 3 to 7 p.m. at the Cass County Community Center. And don't forget, you still have a little more time. Fill out that Harvest Market Produce in the Park survey. Again, you can find that online, produceinthepark@atlanticiowa.com, or on their Facebook page, Produce in the Park, and we'll have that link for you also on our website. You could be the winner of two $25 gift cards to the Harvest Market. Sounds like a lot of fun. Well, Brigham, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Have fun with the Harvest Market.
Thank you so much, Jim. Take care.